This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Outlines of a deal have reportedly been reached to let Detroit pay $85 million to avoid having to pay a whole lot more. This involves Bank of America, UBS, and an investment deal using swaps that contributed to the city's bankruptcy. Marketplace's Dan Weissman joins us live. So what do we know about this deal to pay essentially 30 cents on the dollar for this debt?
It would cover about $288 million, and that's a relatively small part of the roughly $18 billion the city owes, but it could be a huge deal, and here's why. As long as they've got a deal with one creditor, the city can ask the judge to force everybody else to accept its proposed terms. That's called a cram down, and those terms are on the table. The city manager, Kevin Orr, filed a plan on February 21st.
Our financial term of the day, cram down. So what do those terms look like?
They call for some cuts to pension payouts, up to 26% for some workers. And the pension funds have said, no way. There's a carrot attached, more than $800 million from private donors in the state of Michigan. And the Detroit Institute of Arts would get some protection. Remember, some people talked about selling off its collection. But for the city to get that money, the pensions have to accept the cuts the city's already proposed. And the plan also hits other creditors really hard. Some of them would get back just 20 cents on the dollar, which could be huge because investors have thought of municipal debt as being really safe. That's how cities get to borrow money and build bridges and stuff. And this kind of precedent could change all of that.
Yeah. So what happens next, though, Dan?
The judge has been issuing deadlines. Everyone's got till March 28th to file any objections they've got to the city's plan. And he set a trial date, June 16th. He wants everyone to negotiate everything they can before then. And the city wants to get out of bankruptcy by September. So the clock's ticking.
Marketplace's Dan Weissman reporting from Chicago on Detroit. Dan, thank you.
Thanks, David.